I wanted to help women, right? I have a lot of women in my life, and oftentimes they're doing things that I look at it and I'm like, okay, if you want to be in a long-term relationship, that's not going to do it.
So what does it take to get yourself into a long-term relationship if that's what you want?
I think what it is, yeah, it's if that's what you want, I think what it is, the number one thing is you have to get super real with yourself about the stuff that you're doing that's standing in the way of getting in that kind of a partnership. And this book is just like a smart, funny, entertaining way to start to look at some of those things that might be standing in your way.
Now, I understand you had just entered into a relationship before you started to write this book.
No, actually what happened was is the piece went on the Huffington Post, and I was sitting in a bookstore / coffee shop, and a guy came up and sat next to me, you know, not because he wanted to sit next to me, but because he was just sitting there, and we started talking, and, you know, 14 months later, we're still in a relationship. So when the student was ready, the teacher appeared. and I'm the student.
So is that one of your sage bits of advice for women out there?
What?
That you need to be prepared for or ready for a relationship or
want
one.
I think what it is it's more like, I think it's all about getting honest with yourself, right? For instance, I think there's like a, women will be ask themselves, wait, I see women getting married. I see women getting into relationships. How come I'm not in a relationship? How come I'm not married? And if you ask their mother, their best friend, their coworkers, they would all have an answer. They'd be like, because you're not very nice. You know,
that's a good friend.
You only want to date guys who are over 6 feet tall? Or how about because you're a mess? You know, like it's pretty obvious usually what's going on. And it's not even that big of a deal. It's just that you have to start to look at it and go, okay, what is it to be a bitch? What does that mean? And that's what I talk about in this book. It's about having an edge of anger and then maybe being defensive. And it's like, if you want to be in a relationship, you're going to have to be vulnerable.
What about the whole institution of marriage? I've heard reports that there are fewer couples that are together that are married than not.
Yes, absolutely. Here's the thing. I'm not saying people need to get married. I don't care. But I think at a certain point in her life, most women want to be in some kind of long-term relationship, you know? Even if it's the long-term relationship where you live in separate apartments across the street from each other. You know what I mean? It's like, but after a while, it's like, the way I liken it is about like going on weekend trips. Like after a while, you want to see what's past Portland. You know what I mean? It's like, you're like, what can we do? What is San Diego like? You know? And so it's like having a bunch of two-year relationships. After a while, you want to settle down. You know, you want to build something. You want to invest. And I think that people want to be in committed relationships, even if they don't want to get married. And it's just that if you called the book Why You're Not in a Long-Term Relationship, it would be a little less snappy.